Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Man, I tell you, we've got some things going on here in this studio, dude. I got to get rid of this switching box. It ain't working. The Akai, this 360, the new sound effects thing is not working. It's all right. This is sometimes a trial. Look, here she is again. Okay, now get, you know, here's some flowers. No. Oh, right there. Yeah, stand there. You're standing in the wrong place. Move it up here. Here's your flowers. Okay, good. Okay, great. What's this guy? He's got a bottle of booze, Lodi wine. Fuck happened to it? Where's the picture? We've lost our picture from Northern California. Monster Jam New Orleans. What the hell is this? Oh, so this is the California cycle race. Wherever the fuck this is. Now we're in New Orleans. That's Canal, like, because I used to live in New Orleans. Thank you very much. Oh, I know my way around the quarter, and I know my way
around some of it.
Oh, not this goddamn shit. Forget it. Clowns. Look what I did to my truck. Mm-hmm. Now, can you put the regular tires back on it so we can, like, use it for something? What am I doing, man? Is this the right one? Yeah. Let's get some fucking hockey or some shit. What's going on, man? Don't we have some hockey? Huh? Where's the hockey? MLS? Fuck that. Frank Gray took it in the shorts betting on Liverpool. He's going to be talking about that. You know. How'd you do, Frank? Huh?
How did I do? You gotta be, is that some kind of a sick joke or something?
All right, I know you did bad, huh?
Yeah, I did bad. I put down several quid. You know what a quid is, right?
Yeah, it's the...
It's the English denominations. And somebody said, well, go ahead and drop a king grand on that Liverpool.
What's a king grand?
If you gotta ask, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 10,000. Well, it's the king's grand is $10,000. I don't know what it would be in England, but I put 10,000 quid. Shit.
Boy.
Yeah. And what do I get for my trouble? Some guy named Jurgen Klopp. And
Jurgen Klopp.
Who is that? The coach?
That's the coach. Yeah.
Well, they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Well, they won, didn't they?
Yeah, but they didn't win the league. That was my bet.
What in the fuck is this? What is this? Huh? What the hell is this, man? Don't tell me the Stanley Cup's not over. Where's the goddamn hockey, man? Let me see something here, man. It's prime time on a Sunday night. Shouldn't there be a hockey game or something? Wait a minute. Wait just a goddamn minute. NBC Sports Channel generally has the big hockey games. Fuck, not tonight. They got this Monster Jam shit. Premier League match of the day. No, man. Something's wrong. Are they on the network? They're over on NBC regular network. That's where they are. No, it's not. There's nothing on there. The Secret Life of what? Pets. I auditioned for an animated show. I think it was a pilot. It was a great idea. Therapy pets. These pets get together and talk about their owners and how they're in denial about shit and how they're like humans, only they're talking about their lives as pets. And some of them are overweight and they're in denial. They think their owner and them have a really cool relationship and their owner doesn't even take care of them. And it's rather poignant and kind of creative, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, well, I guess I miss out, huh? That's what I get for having a fucking life and not watching TV during the day. I guess I missed the... Because there had to have been a game on today. I know full goddamn well there was. So what happened today was that Boston beat the shit out of Carolina 6-2. That's what happened. NHL really likes to string it out, doesn't it? Don't they? Doesn't it, they, them. Next game is tomorrow. The Blues and the Sharks. I guess the NBA is. What's their story? NBA is still playing their... Look at this. The fucking NHL is going to have a longer season than the NBA the way things are going. The NBA is almost done with their... the West is done, man. The Trailblazers won the Western Conference. Right? Yeah. That's what I'm looking at here. 4-3. Portland, baby. Back in the... wasn't there a Portland-Philly final back in the 70s? Looks like it could happen again. I don't know. So they got a Game 7 coming up in the Eastern Conference. I don't pay attention to it, man. I really don't even really pay attention to the NHL. I mean, I could give a fuck. I watch that English League soccer, and I don't even really give much of a fuck about it either, you know? I mean, I'm more and more into just, like, what's going on within the square mile of where I am, you know? You know, what's happening here, you know? What's on my street? I don't know, it's like I keep going back to that movie, Bronx Tale. You ever saw Bronx Tale? You know, it's the kid befriends a mafia, a local mafia crew chief, boss, you know, and the mafia guys that hang out in this coffee shop that this kid likes to go into, they're always giving this kid shit about being a Yankee fan. He says, you know, what are you worried about the Yankees for, kid? You think Mickey Mantle gives a shit whether you pay your rent? Mickey Mantle's not worried about you paying your rent. What do you care about Mickey Mantle? And it's true, you know. I understand this, you know, for our enjoyment and all that stuff, but I'm going to sweat fucking bullets over this shit anymore, considering the fact that these guys, you know, but that's what they do for a living. I get it. It's their job. Go out there and play their thing, man. All right. Woohoo! Let's see if I can get this right, man. Huh? Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bob, how you doing?
You know, I've been better. First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity, Phil, to fill in for you, but...
I hear it didn't go...
It went fine, except I'm constantly having to tell people, now I find out that Dickman doesn't do the editing.
I do the editing, but... They're editing, yeah, but sometimes it gets on the air.
And I'm asking him to don't do this and don't do that.
Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing well, Phil, thank you. I'm doing well, Phil, thank you. I'm doing well, Phil, thank you. Well, you know, I'm doing really well, Phil, thank you very much. What's wrong with this? Test. I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well.
Let's see here, man.
Well, you know, I'm doing really well.
Yeah, my wife's doing well.
Well, what's that mean, Steve?
Got three guesses.
Anyway, I'm doing well. Mother's Day is sort of embarrassing because the boys and Steve really put it on, and we go into the community center there. We go into the cafe. We have the Western Estates breakfast grill. And we go in, and the guys are pulling out my chair, giving me flowers.
Bobby just, you know, she makes sure that they just kiss her fucking ass at the breakfast grill. Yeah. What? Wait a minute. Where's the fucking, all right. I know. Huh? That was weird. Oh, here it is. Yeah, there we go. Then it gets important. No, wrong. Then you import. That's how you do it. Very interesting. There's three positions in the on deck circle for different images and shit we can use.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
A lot of shit happening this summer. I can't get into it, but a lot of shit happening this summer. I told you that the pilot did not get picked up for series, the pilot that we were in. Our House, starring Malcolm Barrett and Katherine Hagel, along with myself and Nancy Lenahan and others, was not picked up for a series by CBS. It happens. Hey, I've been, most of the pilots I've been in have never been picked up. I got picked up when I was in Teachers, another one called AUSA. And I'm trying to think of if there was any other ones. Not really, but there were ones that I really loved being in and I wish they had been picked. One of them was called Giants of Radio, a thing that we did way back, right after I left my gig at Premiere. And I was playing a Rush Limbaugh-type character. I really loved it. And plus, it was an improv. That was so much fun, and we had a lot of really talented guys. The guys that were in that pilot have since gone on to be regulars in a series. I wish I could... I'll tell you right now who they were. And then I was also in a pilot called Three Strikes that had... Frank John Hughes in it, and Frank went on to be in Band of Brothers, and Ken Jeong was in that. He played a Korean interpreter. He was in that pilot. He was a riot. Let me see. Where is this thing? First of all, I got to find this guy named Phil Hendry. Where is he? There he is. Boy, he sure hasn't done. All right, so then we go down here to Giants of Radio. Jordan Black, huh? Joel McHale. Joel was a riot. It's fantastic. Danny Pudi, or P-U-D-I. I've seen Danny in a million things, so you know who I'm talking about. Jason Weiner, Missy Pyle. So don't fuck with me, man, because I know some important goddamn people. Jordan Black's a riot. That guy was he was just every day funny. Joel McHale every fucking day was funny, and a hell of a nice guy to work with too. And he had an office right in the same. You don't want to hear about it. Yeah, man, we had a good time doing that. Look at this, man. It's got like an 8-1 rating. Whoever saw it loved it. Maybe that's because I gave it a 10. I'm the only guy to review it. So, yeah, you know. That one didn't get picked up. I love doing that show. Three Strikes. Here it is. This was the one that we did with the guys, Alex Gregory and Peter Huck. Both of them writers and producers. Let's see, who is in this show? Me, Frank John Hughes, Toby Huss. Toby played the manager. He was fucking funnier than hell. Toby's a fucking talented guy. Ken Jeong. See who else. James McElroy. Who? No, that's Phil. That's a writer. That's okay. Sorry. And Biff Wiedemeyer. No, I don't know. I'm fucking around. But yeah, there's some really talented cats that were in that too. Reno Wilson was in that. We shot it down at Long Beach State, the baseball diamond and the locker room at Long Beach State, the stuff that I did. And it was produced by Comedy Central, and Jon Stewart, I think, was involved in it. Anyway, I liked that job because I wasn't playing a radio guy. I was actually playing another distinct character. I was playing the owner of the team. I was the owner of a minor league team that has these superstars that are coming up that are being groomed. The team is one thing, and then you have these guys that come through because they've been signed by the big club, so they're just there to be seasoned. And one of them was this Korean player that Ken Jeong played his interpreter, and another one was played by Reno Wilson played like the superstar coming up through the year, and all the other guys are just journeyman baseball players, you know. And so there's, you know, a little bit of tension there, that kind of shit. I don't know. Chemical spill cleanup. Wonderful. Wonderful. $9,000 is all it's going to cost to clean it up. Highly toxic liquid, extremely flammable, deadly to marine life, deadly to humans. It doesn't get much better than that when it comes to chemical spills. That's just brilliant. Human beings are the things we're able to achieve. We're dealing with these toxic chemicals. We know they give cancer to our children. They've created all kinds of unlivable situations. And now, well, what do? We're transporting these things across the ocean. We're dumping this shit into the water. We're about as fucking stupid as they get. What are you asking this? We're asking some people that love animals. What do you think about dumping chemicals in the water? I guess it's kind of fucked up. What do you want me to say? Look at this. Just, where the fuck is this? What do you think about the animals being killed by these chemical spills? Yeah, it's bad. Okay, thank you. All right, man, we got to fuck around with this goddamn thing again. We got big work to do here, man. Huge fucking work to do. All right, what are we doing here, man? Here it is. Tennessee 1-2. Frank Gray on the line with us. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing. I've been better, for Christ's sake. Well, I've been better. Right now, Phil, I have no control over my bowels after what happened to me here this morning, and that's just a goddamn fact.
What do you mean you have no control over your bowels?
I'm just angry about everything that's going on, you know. Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
And how do I sound?
Like shit.
Thank you. Come on, motherfucker. Yeah.
But,
Bob Green's here.
That's nice.
Hey, how you doing? It's Bob Green.
Yeah, why should I give a shit?
Because I was filling in. What do you mean? That's a little rough, isn't it, Frank? I was filling in for Phil.
Well, okay, you were filling in for Phil, but I'm filling in for me right now.
Testing 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Testing 1-2-3.
And, you know, I was filling in, and I think I was very badly treated.
Well, first of all, I got bent over.
Yeah, but you know what, Frank? You didn't do that. Bob was working for me.
Bob was working for you, but my wife works for you.
Don't bring me into it, Frank.
All right. When am I going to get a break?
All right, man. So what we'll do here is we can pot that down. That is really obnoxious.
Phil
is my name.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm really just put out.
It's Frank. By the way, it's Bob Green. So.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, you almost said you were. You almost said you were Frank Gray.
Yeah, I did, Frank. Because that's how powerful your influence is on me. I think I'm you.
Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
You're welcome. Because I think I'm you.
Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
You're welcome. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So, I see what happens.
So, then you start to do that, and you get more modulation.
Testing, that's right.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you, Phil.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God, man. The modulation is just beyond belief. So, the 25th of May, we are at the UCB, at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Sunset. And I hope you can join us for that. I know that they haven't linked tickets yet. I don't know when they're going to link tickets, guys, but that's where you get it. Go to the UCB website, and eventually there will be tickets available, I think. Unless we just do, you know, just walk up the night of the show. I have no idea. It's not quite like Hollywood Improv. UCB is a theater. It's got like, you know, it's like a workshop area. It's like, it's different from, I can't explain it. It's different from Hollywood Improv or from the different improvs. There's a lot of people that are always working on like experimental shit, you know? All right. Shut up. Shut your hole. Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track number 5. Collins of Crystal Cave. Oh, Blunderphonics is the name of the group. The song is called Northfield for Floyd Collins of Crystal Cave. I'm Don Mixa, and, you know, Phil, I was on your, I did a promo for you, and, Don Mixa joins. Don?
Yeah, Phil, listen, I didn't mean to jump in on you here, but I wanted to mention, I'm sure you heard it, or somebody told you, I did a promo for you on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. I saw you, Don. Oh,
you did. So, is there any remuneration for that?
You mean remuneration?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, no. What is that, man? What is that, dude? Why do I have this kind of flashing around thing happening? Then it ended as soon as I moved the Audacity up to where it should be. I don't know. And what's this? You know, I got to reboot this fucking thing. Not reboot. I just got to refresh. Come on, bitch. Refresh already. What the hell is this, man? I'm getting tired of looking around this goddamn microphone to see shit, you know? See the computer? All right, man. I was just checking shit out. I was just checking shit out and make sure this shit's there. And then, like that, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This, then, is the Phil Hendry Show live stream for the Sunday night here on the, whatever the hell it is, the 12th, is it? Tomorrow is payroll day. We have to make sure that we, we do. We have enough money in the, we have to always transfer funds, you know, for our payroll. And, but we have enough money in there. What else? That's about it, man. That's about all I know now. Check some levels on this motherfucker here. Hello. Yeah. You know what? Have you ever, like, heard a dripping coming from, like, inside your wall? That's not good. And that's exactly what I heard today in my kitchen, inside the wall of the kitchen. I'm thinking, okay, I got to get that. Because as you guys know, or as I've mentioned, I'm really seriously considering selling the house. And that's the kind of chicken shit that I got to get fixed before I do anything like that. Although, I don't know. Do I sell it? Do I not? Do I? Yeah, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I'll tell you. What is this shit? EP1. Okay, so let's start this. All right, now, first thing I got to do is figure out our commercial situation here, which I should have done already, but I didn't. Where are we at here? Thursday? Wait a second, man. I need this week's commercial situation. Jawohl, ga, you do? Mm-hmm, I do. Where are you? I saw Michael send it. So this would be for 513, good. Look at this shit. 1, 2, 3. Live read, 50% rotation. Okay, got that. But you're going to have to fucking explain something to me, man. Okay, that's done. Go down here to Pluto TV. Okay. And then this promo, which is all well and good. No, no, no. I got one segment and then two live reads. That's fine. I'm not exactly sure what a segment is. Then I have Pluto TV, and that's fine. But I need another. Oh, Pluto TV didn't print. Here's Pluto TV. Yes, it did print. All right, man.